beautiful people. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, whatever time it is. I hope you've had or had an amazing day. My name is Lorena, and welcome back to my podcast, Walk and Talk. If you're new here, thank you for joining me. If you're not, thank you for joining me. And yeah, this episode's gonna be a little different than my usual ones. I usually like to record these. Well, it's still in the same structure, as in I just kind of speak what's on my mind, pick a topic that day, go with the flow, no scripts, and I try. Honestly, I've never edited any of them, but I feel like there will come a day where I might have to, especially because I have two kitties now. Unfortunately, one of my kitties passed away this last week, and it was really hard for me. She was with me for about 16 years, which is a really long time. But unfortunately, life keeps going, and, you know, we just gotta try and do our best. And that's kind of what I want to talk about today. This one's gonna be a little more on a softer side, but I want to talk about routines, and I want to talk about, I don't know, just like reflection and how we can try and make every day a good day, even if it doesn't feel like that. So, yeah, maybe a little reflective and maybe a little motivating, depending where this goes. But I really do want to talk about routines today. Not necessarily in the productivity way, but more like what actually makes you feel good way. What helps you breathe better? What helps you throughout the morning? What helps you show up better? What helps you feel more grounded when things are a little chaotic or your day's just not going well? Because for me, routines have become kind of like my safety net at this point. So I want to talk about how I found my routine, how to find a routine, or maybe set a routine that fits for you if you have one, what fits with your lifestyle, your energy, whatever phase you are in life right now. I think having a routine is very important for everyone. So why do routines matter? Let's talk about it. So I didn't always love routines. I used to kind of hate the idea of them. They felt a little too structured. Although I'm a type A person, and I say that in every episode, I do love being organized and everything. Sometimes it can feel a little forced. And like I said, when life throws certain curveballs your way, you don't want routine. You just want to lay in bed all day. You want to bed rot. You want to cry. Whatever it may be. And sometimes the thought of routines can be really boring, repetitive. But I did start to realize how chaotic and drained I felt without having a routine for a long time. There's kind of this peace of not having to wake up and decide everything from the beginning when your mind is already full, if you're like me. Sometimes I go to bed with so much on my mind and I find it really hard to sleep because I have so many things that I'm thinking about. Work, school, family, relationships, life. So routine sometimes can take care of the smaller things just so we can focus on those bigger aspects instead. And I do think routine can be a form of self-respect and self-care. I personally always say that routine gives me a bit of structure in my life even when it doesn't feel like it. And no, it doesn't have to look like waking up at 5 in the morning. I'm not saying that. It doesn't have to mean you have to journal every night or have a protein smoothie and go to the gym. But it can be as simple as just like waking up, brushing your teeth, drinking a glass of water. The small things really make a big difference. And one of my friends made me download this app called Finch. And it's this cute little birdie. And you get to set a routine for the day. And you kind of can add more or delete them or whatever works for you. And as simple as that, like brush your teeth, make your bed. And when you do it, you go and click it and check it off. And it's so cute. Like, this little birdie starts growing. You can build, like, a treehouse with your friends. You get, like, and it's completely free. No, this is not sponsored, but I do love this app. And it's just helped me a lot with my routine in regards to just finding some structure, and it gives me something and exciting to do. I like playing little games like that, so I think it's a really cute idea, whoever made it. I do think you should go check it out. It's really cute. But going back to what I was saying, sometimes is, I'm sure you've heard the saying, messy house, messy room, messy mind. That's kind of how I'm at. But sometimes I don't want to clean anything. Sometimes I don't do anything. And other days, I find so much peace in cleaning. I will clean for the entire day and just feel so at peace. Like, there's nothing better than coming home to a super clean home and having my fresh, clean bed sheets and my everything shower. So it has been amazing. It has helped me in a way. And I think especially, maybe it's just on my side of TikTok or Reels, but I've seen a lot of people posting their routines, like 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. and just little things that people do throughout their day to help them, whether if they're working 3 jobs or just having a stay-at-home day. Or for me, Sundays are like my reset day and days with just the Lord and just to rest and maybe family. So yeah. But I think, like I said, there's different routines for different people, because social media has really messed up this idea of what routine should be. I feel like, at least from the videos I've seen, it's very romanticized and aesthetic. There's like perfect lighting and the perfect bed sheets and matcha lattes, and everything's coordinated and luxury brands and face masks and this and that, but that's just not realistic for a lot of us. Maybe you're like me, we work 2-3 jobs, full-time student, maybe you have kids, maybe your routine isn't gonna look like a TikToker, YouTuber's 5-step morning routine, or like the podcasts are talking about. Like, I think healing looks a little more like sleeping in for me, or making a slow breakfast. And I'm not a breakfast person, but I'm trying to eat even with something small, because I just heard recently that it is the important meal of the day, blah blah blah. I'm sure you've heard that too. Or like I said, if I have a grieving day, maybe I just want to go for a 10-minute walk, or I just want to stay in bed extra longer, or if I'm burnt out, I want to do the bare minimum and not feel guilty about that. You don't need to earn rest, and I don't think this podcast or any of those videos that you've seen of people having routines or their essentials and all these consumerism brands, and don't get me wrong, I love restocking videos, but I really don't think that it's necessary, because building a routine that works for your life and where you're at and the products that you have and what you can afford, that's what should be promoted and you should be happy about with what you have, to give yourself permission to have that change, even if it's so minimal, and be like, hey, I can still do this even with what I have. And I want to talk about the number one thing that has helped me, because it's one of the biggest changes that I've made in the last year, and probably the one that's given me most clarity, and I'm sure you've heard of it, maybe you're already doing it, but most importantly was putting my phone away in the morning. For a while, my mornings were waking up and straight away seeing who's texted me and scrolling on TikTok or Reels or emails or anything before even getting out of bed. And it would spiral fast, like to the point where I'd be maybe half an hour just in bed doom scrolling. Doing what? Exactly. Filling my brain with all these things, products that I may need throughout the day, comparing my life because people are out traveling, wondering why I'm not doing this, or maybe I should change my life completely, or feeling bad about myself. Like, there's so many things, and I think social media is so exhausting and toxic. Like, I have deleted my social media on and off so many times. Of course, it's different if you're like waiting for a text from someone, or I don't know, but I really do think, at least for me, what's helped is putting my phone down in the morning. Like, I do not touch my phone for at least the first 10 to 15 minutes. And I've tried to increase it more as I've gone when I wake up. I would much rather just sit, slowly wake up, acknowledge that I'm present, pray, read the Bible, say hi to my kitties. Then I'll have some water, take some deep breaths, maybe meditate. And then once I'm done all these things, then I allow myself to go on my phone when I'm actually mentally ready. Because it's such a wild feeling. I'm telling you, it gets to a point where I don't even want to go on my phone. The only time I'll go on my phone is when I'm like eating and I want to have a YouTube video on or something while I eat. So, like I said, I'll wake up and go and brush my teeth first or drink water. I'll make myself some food. Maybe I'll put on some music, journal if I feel like it. And it just sets the tone for the day instead of letting the internet set it for me. That small decision, I'm telling you, will change your mindset. And it just allows you to breathe for a second, allows you to feel in control of your life and your body, not in comparison to others. Because it's not about being productive, but I really do think it's about protecting your peace and grounding yourself. If you're like me, I'm a very anxious person. Sometimes I wake up super anxious. Sometimes I have really bad nightmares. Sometimes I really don't get a good sleep. So being able to ground myself first thing in the morning and just be present with God and acknowledging that I'm here and being thankful for my health, that I'm even able to wake up and get out of bed. The smallest simple things that we can say thank you about. And I do have an episode on gratitude. I would love for you to check it out because that is exactly what I'm talking about right now. Just being thankful for small things like having this roof over my head and the bed I can sleep with and the cats that I have and the health that I have. All these little things I never take for granted. And I try and, like I said at the beginning, make every day the best day, even if it's not going my way, even if it's not what I planned. It's still a blessing. It's still what was meant to happen. For example, today, I told myself I'm gonna rest today. This was my rest day because I've been go, go, go the entire week. What did I do? I was out till 6 p.m. Everywhere. Friends, I went tree planting, I went to a farmer's market. I drove for like at least 3 hours around town. I still had to buy groceries. I still had to go do this, do that. I got home exhausted. Like 5, 6, took a shower, and I was still gonna go out tonight, and I was like, nope, I can't do it. So instead I was like, I'm gonna record an episode because people need to know that it's okay to change your mind about things. It's okay to have a routine for yourself, and it's okay to just pause, rest, and reset. We need these things. Like, we're human, we can burn out quickly. And sometimes, if you don't listen to it, if you're already feeling a burnout, if you don't listen to your intuition, it's gonna catch up to you physically, not just mentally. Trust me when I say that. The amount of times that I've been anxious about certain things and situations, and then I stopped exactly what I knew what was happening and what I was doing wrong, boom, I felt this peace, clarity, I was able to rest. But if I kept it going, if I kept going back to that job or that person or whatever it is that's bothering you or making you stay up at night, it's not going to go away until you fix it. Your intuition and your gut are always right. And you can ask a million people. You can talk to your therapist about a problem 100 times. You can ask your best friend about the girl or boy who hasn't texted you back. If you know that they're not good for you, cut them off. So, yeah, like I said, I truly do think that routine isn't just about mornings or nights. Sometimes it's about how you move throughout the whole day. What changes? Are you taking breaks, like I said? Are you pausing to reset? Are you going outside? For me, I love being out in nature, especially when the weather's beautiful. Are you eating the right food for you? This one's so important. Are you getting takeout all the time? Are you eating disgusting processed foods? Don't get me wrong. I love chips. I've been on a chip bender and a chocolate bender for a little bit. I love sweet treats, but they're not good for me. And I was listening to a podcast recently by Mel Robbins, who I love. She was talking about how it's crazy how in supermarkets, you know, you go to the fruit area and there's no labels. You don't scan a banana because the banana is the product. But then you look at other products and there's a billion ingredients on the back, and we don't even know what half of those are. And yes, buying organic stuff and cleaner things sometimes can be more expensive, but at this point, I've gotten to realize that you're going to be spending the same if you're eating takeout or eating garbage, honestly, because your body is going to be paying for it as well. I've been up and down. Of course, I'm not perfect. I have my days. Sometimes I still sneak in a chocolate here and there or whatever I want and what I'm feeling in the moment, but I do and have tried to prioritize feeding my body with actual nutrients that will help me and taking my vitamins because it's super important. What you eat is how you will feel after. Everyone, I think, can agree to this. You've eaten a blizzard or something greasy or carnival food or whatever, and then after you're like, oh, I feel gross, I feel sick. But you don't say that after you've eaten a salad or after you've eaten a fruit. Because you don't feel bad, you feel healthy, like your body, and maybe you're still hungry, but there's so many alternatives, and I think that's something that I've been working on. Also, I am also getting over a little bit of a cold, so I'm sorry if my voice is a little clogged. But yeah, like I said, are you taking breaks? Are you going outside? Are you eating the right food? Are you checking in with yourself emotionally? This one's huge. No one's here to save you. Are you checking in with yourself? With your inner child and with yourself. Ask yourself, how do I feel right now? And if you don't know, grab a paper and dump everything out on this paper. Write every single thing that comes to your mind and start crossing off everything that you can't control. And if you feel like you can control everything, then we got a problem because you cannot control everything. And I can guarantee that. So take a second and ask yourself, what can I change? What do I need? Am I going just to please others? Do I want to stay home? Do I feel like I need to get out of my bed? Fine, I should probably do the laundry. I should probably clean. I don't really want to cook. I should probably cook. Or at least even if you're not feeling like doing something, try a version of it. Let's say you were supposed to clean like me today. Okay, I'm not gonna actually do the entire house and the floors and this and that, but I was able to get my laundry done. So, you know, balance a little bit. One thing I try to do, no matter how life can get so busy, is I try and find little moments that feel like a breath of fresh air. I'll light a candle, I'll open my window, I'll listen to certain music. I just kind of ask myself what I need today. Most of the time, if it's, at least for me, it's getting outside. Even if it's 5-10 minutes, just getting some fresh air, leaving my room in my house is important to me. And some days, the answer like today is rest. Some days I just want to sit in bed and binge watch a show. I just started the new season of You. Honestly, really good, but I really hope it's the last season, if you know what I'm talking about, because it's getting repetitive. Other days, it's movement. I want to go for a run. I have all this energy. I want to go see my friends. Other days, it's space. I don't want to talk to anybody. I just want to be by myself. Other days, I want to be super social. I'll go out with my friends. It's balance. It's what you need and what you feel in that day. And I've gone from being the person who plans everything all the time to being more in the middle of more flexible. Yes, of course, I still will plan around like work and school and important things. But when it comes to going out and friends and that kind of situation or family, I try and go a little more with the flow now because I never know how I'm gonna feel that day. And I love my friends for being always understanding as I am of them. Sometimes we're just not feeling like socializing, so we'll move it to a different day. Of course, I have the best friends ever. I always tell my friends, like, it's so nice to have true friends that I don't need to feel like I'm using up my energy or it's exhausting. Like, it's truly a thing. If you get it, if you know, you know. But, like, your body and your mind will tell you, like, when you're hanging out with certain people, sometimes you just feel either recharged, super low energy after, or you're like forcing it. So I've tried to really be a little more intentional about my time and who I'm spending it with. And that's been another thing that's helped me as well throughout my routine and my day. Like I said, asking myself, what do I need? How do I feel today? So your schedule never has to be perfect or your routine, but it is good to have some rhythm and it's good to have somewhere to start. Now, if you're listening to this and feeling like your days are all over the place and you don't know where to start, try this, okay? Pick one habit. And like I said, if you download the Finch app, let me know. We can be friends on there. But pick one habit, whether it's drinking water, taking 3 deep breaths in the morning, 5-minute stretch, not going on your phone the first 10 minutes, something that grounds your day at the beginning. Number 2, set a tech boundary. You can start small. For me, when I like waking up every morning at a certain time and going to bed, or at least I try to at a certain time, and that's helped me with routine. And over time, I've been able to wake up early and earlier or stay up a little later, like depending, but it's nice to have that routine as well and get my full hours of sleep. So when it comes to technology, I always say like, okay, 10 minutes of no phone when you wake up, and then build from there, maybe 10 or 20, or maybe don't use the TV, don't watch a show before you go to sleep, don't fall, unless you're like one of those people that falls asleep with the TV, then I get it, because I fall asleep sometimes with the fan on, but still, make sure you're not using technology, whether it's beginning or end of the day. Just number 2, just try there, even if it's 5 minutes, it, trust me, it makes a difference. And number 3, end the day with peace. So stop letting your brain spiral into the night like me. Pick something that'll wind you down, whether it's praying, whether it's journaling, whether it's coloring, whether it is watching a comfort show or a movie, listening to music, something small but consistent, you know, something that you can feel you can actually do and you're not feeling forceful about it. So just start with those 3. Like I said, pick a habit to try and do every day, set a technology boundary, and end your day with something peaceful and restful. Doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be for you. And most importantly, not just those 3, ask yourself every day, how are you feeling? I promise you, it'll change your life, because the amount of people in the world every day, we get asked, how are you? Everyone always says, good, good, good. Yeah, I'm good. How are you? Good. No one's good, okay? I get it. Maybe we don't want to go into depth and explain that we're not good. I'm more of a person that'll say like, oh, it's okay. And I'll explain a little if I want to. But like, let's start being real with other people and ourselves too, okay? We're not all great. Or maybe it is great. But why is it good? Don't just say good. Tell me why, you know? So all these little small things can truly make a difference. And like I said, maybe find a routine that works for you. If you're like, I don't like routine, leave me alone. That's okay. It's not for everybody. But for those who feel like they're burning out, everything's all over the place, they don't know what they're doing with their life, they don't know where to start, this is a good way to start small. Getting outside, getting to the gym, getting out of bed, getting off your phone, eating clean. Small steps that you see everywhere. And I promise you, it will change your life for the better, because every day can be a good day. And even myself right now that I've been grieving and going through a hard time, I've still tried to find joy and purpose in my life in the smallest things. Even like this podcast, you know, I'm actually so thankful that I've continued it even when I didn't feel like it, because I know that at least one person will listen to this and feel happy, feel better, feel relatable or connected. And for me, honestly, that's more than enough. So anyways, guys, thank you for walking and talking with me today. If you're building a routine right now or resetting after a burnout, just know you're doing a lot better than you think and a lot better than most people out there, because consistency sometimes isn't about messing up, but rather returning to yourself over and over again, and making sure that we're still here, physically, mentally, spiritually. You deserve something that gives you the love that maybe you never got. Anyways, God bless you. I will talk to you guys next Monday. And like I said, it's just you and me healing together, day by day.